Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Scott Dudley, and myself, Maria Wyatt. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874, and also you can access this show through our podcast at kxoradio.com. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, and that pretty much sums up everything we have to say.
Yes.
No. Hey, welcome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We have another great show. Let's just jump right. Let's just do this. Welcome aboard. We have Alejandra Rodriguez. She's a...
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's a reoccurring event.
Yes.
She's a social worker, almost like running out of hands to count. It's a social worker four. Who knew? How high do you guys go? Four, is it?
Four.
Really?
So you're at the highest.
Yes.
You're the heavy-duty social worker. And we're going to talk about a program today. Would you care to introduce your program?
My program is the Multidimensional Treatment Foster Care. And it's relatively new. We began in July of last year by placing our first child in a treatment foster care home. These children are ranging from the ages of 6 and 12, and these children are coming into... have been in the foster care unit for a little while and have been met with issues as far as behavior. Some children suffer from anxiety, depression, nightmares at night. They may not be doing very well in school. And so because they're having these struggles, then they're identified and placed into a treatment and foster care home with especially trained foster care families. These foster parents undergo a two-day training, especially to be trained to how to deal with the behaviors of the child that's coming into their home.
Okay, so you've got this multidimensional treatment foster care, right? And I'm guessing somebody... typically stuff is like response to need, right? I mean, there's something comes along and it's like, okay, this isn't working right. And it's harming somebody or it's costing something, and so we're going to come up with something to fix it or help it. Was that the case here? And if so, who were the
who are the players?
Yeah, and how are these kids different, and what kind of risks are they facing?
Well, originally, let me just give you a little bit of a background of this program came from. This program, we adopted this program from Oregon, Portland, Oregon, Eugene, Oregon.
I know Eugene. I worked with him.
Eugene's a good guy. They originally started this program working with teenage females that were on probation or that were in the criminal juvenile system somehow or another. And so they began this model of it's pretty much conditioning them to do positive, have more positive behaviors than negative behaviors. So the whole model is based on rewards, a reward system. So every positive thing you do, you get a reward for it. For the little ones, it would be a sticker, a token, a happy
for
face.
The bigger ones, an iPod. No.
Well, for the bigger ones, then as they grow up, grow older, you need to give them better incentives. Money is always a good incentive, or a trip, to the movies.
Or the self-satisfaction of knowing you did the right thing.
That comes with it. Eventually, we hope that that's what it turns into, just knowing that you are doing
it's
a
like
good
like priming
job.
The pump, then.
Yes. So, you begin with small things, and then as they grow older, then the incentive grows.
With foster kids, you've got this universe of kids, I guess, that have the state has taken responsibility temporarily or long term to basically be responsible as parents and raise these kids. We are now the state, the government is now mm-hmm. responsible for these kids turning out to be as cool as all of our kids mm-hmm. are ever.
So how did it evolve from being these young, teenage girls who are on probation evolve into the foster care?
We saw that it worked. Mm-hmm. We saw that it worked with negative behavior and how to kind of mold them into, productive citizens as they mm-hmm. grow older. And so it was a model. There's actually three different models for each age mm-hmm. group. So in our program, we are focused in the ages of 6 to 12. And these children that have been in the foster care unit have been, unfortunately, in group homes. And because we are limited on the group homes that we have here in the county, we place some of our children out of county in group homes, Riverside County, San Diego County, wherever there is a place for them to be while, you know, they're able to reconnect with their biological family.
Or like a foster care exporting county.
Yeah, but that's unfortunate. And I've seen a lot of advertisement that Department of Social Services has put on those big billboards. And also at the mall, when you eat, mm-hmm. they have these little things, you know, become a foster parent. And all the different rewards you can get, you know, by becoming a foster parent. Fulfill, you know, not necessarily monetarily, yeah. but, you know, just helping the community and helping these kids.
Yeah, so that's all our idea is to bring back as many kids that are placed out of county back into a more traditional home environment. Instead of being in a group home, that's more of a little bit institutionalized because, you know, they're there with other kids. Sometimes their behaviors increase because they're living with a lot of
yeah,
other children.
That's just, you know, yeah.
Yeah, that are also going through a difficult time. So our idea is to bring our kids back to the county, place them in a more traditional home that's trained and ready to deal with this child and help them, get further along, you know, help them in their educational aspect, help them with their, if they need therapy, if they just need some social skills. Some of these children, you know, are on medication due to the traumatic events in their life of why they're in foster care. Mm-hmm. And plus they're in a family that's caring and supportive and, you know, keeping a really close eye on them.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.